How are you? It's Jumi, and it's such a pleasure to have you again today joining me in my podcast, Glammed with Grace. I hope all is well with you. I always check on your health. How's your mental health, your spiritual health, and your physical health doing? I hope all is well with you and your family as well. I am so excited about today. I'm always very excited when I come to talk to you. I'm sorry that I'm laughing because I know you've probably heard it so many times, but I am very excited because you know how I get so busy. So when I get like an hour to just prepare myself and record the content for you, it makes me so very happy, okay? So once again, welcome to Glammed with Grace podcast. It's such a pleasure to have you join me today. Jumi Oguyemi, for those that are listening for the very first time, my name is Jumi Oguyemi. I'm co-pastor at God's Grace Ministry in Harriman, New York. Woo woo. And I'm also the founder and creator of Glammed Naturally Oil. Okay. A lot of people probably know me more for that part as being the CEO of Glam Naturally Oil. But yeah, I like to come to just talk, about life, about ministry, about my business and life in general. So today, I'm going to be talking about an amazing topic. Well, it's something that I've always wanted to share, but I just wanted to encourage, especially a mompreneur in this season. I want to encourage someone or a woman out there that is juggling life and being a businesswoman or a full-time entrepreneur like myself. So I'm going to be talking about one of the God moments in my business. I want to, brag upon my father and just share a little testimony. Well, it's a big deal to me, actually. It's not a little testimony. It's a big deal. So please hang in there. I'll play the introduction, all right? And I will be back in a moment. All right, I'll see you in a bit. Hi, guys. How are you? And welcome to my new season. Yay! This is Jumi. I am glam naturally because I am glam with grace. Welcome to my podcast. Hi, guys. Yay. Welcome back. And thank you for hanging in there with me today. So today I'm going to be sharing about a God moment in my business, Glam Naturally Oil. It's a great testimony for me because for those that have been following us for a while, we started the brand full time, literally the beginning of 2018. That was when the brand started. And I didn't really know much about business compared to what I know now. I knew nothing about business. I just know I had an amazing product and I just wanted to share it with the world, right? And I would, I used to work full time at my amazing job back then. I had a very good job. I still came in touch with quite a few of my ex-co-workers and managers, actually. So I was working full time. I had a new baby that I had to get to know. And of course, I had a toddler then. She was 6. We had the ministry, my husband. Okay, so the reason why I'm saying this is because, it's quite a lot that I was dealing with back then. And Divine wasn't really the easiest baby, okay? It was a rough journey. Just the first 3 years of Divine's life was amazing. I would say that it was actually a great process. We got to learn about having a different child that had a different personality from the first one. She's absolutely divine, though. Oh God, she's such a sweetheart. But growing up, the first year when we found a daycare for Divine, we had the Biden problem. Yes. So no daycare would take my poor baby. So that was another reason I got very interested in, having my own business and, just working for myself. Because I'm like, I don't think anybody else we work will be able to look after Divine the way I would, and it will be better for me, at least in the beginning stage of our life. That was honestly my plan, that let me be able to take care of my baby, because it seemed like nobody understands her. And she's just a child that doesn't like being taken advantage of. And if you take a toy from her, she will bite you. And yeah, and we live in a neighborhood that has more white people. So a lot of kids were having bite marks and blood. So you know how that is. My poor baby got kicked out of daycare. I will never forget this day when I, this is actually part of my God moments, and I'm going to lead it into what I'm going to speak about today. So I hope you're ready, because this might be a long story. And we had the biting problem. Two daycares kicked out my poor Divine, and I just don't know why. I called my mom one time driving. I had to, of course, leave work because I got a phone call around 12. And work back then, I used to work in New York City, and we'd leave out of state. We live a little bit upstate, New York. So it would take me almost 2 hours to get home sometimes. And I remember driving home crying. I will never forget this day. Because I don't know what else to do. I can't quit my job. We needed my job to sustain the home. I couldn't quit my job. But that day, I was this close to quitting my job. Because that was the second daycare that kicked my 18-month-old baby out because they can't tolerate the biting problem, right? And I remembered because my parents, they live in England, they're quite far from me. So we practically have to pay for all kind of help. But I knew at that moment that I needed God like never before. And I'm not going to get teary. I remember crying for almost 2 hours, calling my mom. What am I going to do? I can't quit my job. Nobody's going to watch my daughter. And my mom, all being the sweeter that she was, my mom, you could tell that she was crying too, back on the other line in London. Do you want me to come take her from you? And my mom, by the way, works full time. She's a nurse. She works full time. Do you want me to come take her? Because me and your dad can rotate our job. And at least maybe until you find somebody. My mom was willing to sacrifice everything and take my child from me just to help give me a break. I said, Mommy, why will I do that to you? She's my child. I can't tell you to come take her. God is going to find a way. And then we focused our attention to God and started praying for a miracle, because I knew I needed a miracle. I didn't know where else to put Divine. Nisi luckily was in kindergarten, so she was able to go to school. But Divine was, nobody would take her. And she's such a sweetheart. She's a baby. And I was like, she's a baby. If you take a toy, she's going to bite. She's a defense mechanism. My baby's okay. I kept telling them, my child is fine. She's just defending herself. So I called my job. I remember making that phone call. At that point, they were probably already tired of me because I've been calling out so much. Because of Divine. And they were probably, I knew that my manager was tired of me, but I just didn't know what else to do. I was crying on the phone to my manager telling her, I don't know what else to do. I don't know where else to put my child. I'm going to need a week off to find a daycare. Don't pay me. Like, of course, I wasn't going to get paid. Non-paid leave. And this was in 2018. I said, don't pay me. I just need to find a safe daycare for my daughter. And we literally just moved to this new environment not that long ago. And everywhere we were going, it was more of a daycare setting. And I know that, okay, she might bite again because they're not going to have the patience for her. So all the places I was finding, it was just not working for us. So I took my frustration to the Lord and started praying that God, okay, you've given me this child, okay, and this child is amazing. She's divine. There's a reason why you've given us that name for her. It's because she has a purpose on her. So I just started being positive about the whole situation and speaking into existence the things that I wanted God to do for us. First, I started praying to God to help me deal with the biting problem, right? That God, please let us stop biting, because she bit a sister too. Like, she would bite Nisi. If Nisi takes anything away from her, she will bite her. And we would just say, stop biting. It's hurting. Stop doing this. And she just didn't know that she was hurting anyone. And the next day, I took a week off from work, prayed, and the Holy Spirit directed me to Google. And by the ways, I've been searching on Google for my solution. I found nothing. Everything was a daycare setting. But for some reason, you know, when I put the information, I didn't put daycare. I just put babysitting services. It was just a different word that I put in that found us, the lady that ended up looking after Divine until I was able to quit my job and start running the business full time and be there for Divine and Nisi, of course, and my husband. I will never forget it. It was such a divine moment. So I don't know who's listening to me today and you feel like, all hope is lost and God can help. God understands our need and he knows the timing of things. He knew that this prayer has to be answered ASAP because my daughter has to go back to work. She has bills to pay, right? And he came through. I went on Google, typed in the same exact, like, the information. And the first thing, it was not even on Google reviews or anything like that. The woman that I found, it was on Monroe Organization of something, something, babysitters, daycare. It was under a different, and I would normally not click on that. And I just clicked on it. And the first person that I found, I saw a name. It said Tara something daycare. Okay, I'm like, this doesn't seem like a big organization. It seems like she's
a one-on-one babysitter or daycare provider. I'm like, let me call her. She was the first on the list, so I called. When I called her, it was so divine. She thought I was a sister from England because of my accent. She started talking to me like she knew me. And I was like, and then she took a pause. She said, oh my God, sorry. Who's speaking? And I said, oh no, I'm just looking for babysitting service. She said, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I thought you were my sister. You have the same accent. She lives in England. And that was it for me. That was just it for me. I'm like, okay, where are you? And literally, she was less than 10 minutes drive from home. We went to see her. And of course, I was so impressed. It was a daycare setting, but it was in our home. So she was using a part of our home for the services, and she didn't have that many kids, which was so good for me because I'm like, normally where she did divine what they had more kids, so they cannot really help focus on her. So I told her the issue about the biting problem. I said, yeah, we can't find anywhere to put her. And yes, she bites. Oh, she was like, that's nothing. That's normal. I have kids that bite. She's going to get over it. You had no idea how much those words were so, like one of the most comforting words I've ever heard. And I looked at this lady and I gave her a big hug. That you have no idea how much of a blessing you are to me in this moment. She said, don't worry. She's a child, she's a baby, and she's going to outgrow. It's just she said it's in the defense mechanism. She's going to outgrow this. And I just started crying. And she's like, why are you crying? I'm like, you have no idea how much we've been through so many daycares with her. That was going to be our final straw. And I gave her a heads up. She's going to bite. Just, you know, help us deal with this. And she literally worked with us. Of course, first week she didn't bite. But the second week, she beat a boy. And the Mac was there. And she called. She said, oh, by the way, Divine, you know, beat a child today. But don't worry, you don't have to come get her. She said, I'll tell you what I did. And I hope that's okay. And I'm like, okay, what did you do? She said, I noticed that I don't think she knows she's inflicting pain. And that was what she said. She said, I don't think she knows she's inflicting pain. So she said she took a hand and acted like she was going to bite her. And she took her hand away and she said, okay, so you know that that's not nice. So she told me the next time she tries to bite Niecy, our daughter, to try to bite her back. And that would make her know that she's inflicting pain on someone else. And that would make her stop. If I tell you, that was the thing that did it for us, that helped my daughter stop biting people and period. I took a finger, I almost cried doing it. She bit her sister. Her sister was crying. And then I bit her like, I bit her and she looked at me shocked and started. I've never heard her cry. She was crying. And I looked at her. Me too. I was a mess. I was crying too because I felt so bad having to have to teach her that way, right? And that was it. My daughter stopped biting. And I almost gave up on, you know, everything. Just that simple. Like, just handling the situation to God. And he found a daycare for us. Remember, we were looking for a daycare. And he used the same lady to help us deal with the biting problem. So sometimes when you pray about things, God will not physically come down. You know, he won't physically come down and bring an angel to solve your problem. He uses the things around you. He used technology for me, right? Google. He used technology. He also used the same person he found through technology, right? To help me deal with a biting problem because that was an issue. Like, I would be panicking at work to not get a phone call. I used to have anxiety about it. I hope I don't get a phone call today. Jesus, before I go to work, as soon as I drop her, Jesus, no phone call. Lord, please do not let her bite. No biting. That was how much he was to us. Yes, I really don't know what's going through the same thing. Honestly, I understand your pain and I feel your pain because I've been there. Okay, so the biting problem when it comes to kids is, you know, exactly what I said. Sometimes they actually do not know that they're inflicting any kind of pain. They're babies. They have no clue what they're doing. And just showing her and literally putting myself in her shoes. And for the first time, she realized that, wow, this hurts. You know, for the first time, she realized that, wow, this hurt. And I don't think I want to do this to someone else again. Yeah. So that was a God moment for me in my personal life. Now, let me share a God moment that I had in my business. So my business started to grow to the glory of the Lord so much in 2019. That was when we had an amazing growth. And in 2019, my back then Raheem, I know I cannot talk about my business and not speak about Raheem. So when I spoke to Raheem, he said that, Jumi, we're going to need a logistic company. So you just focus on the content marketing and making the product. But at this point, for us to scale, we need to take a lot of things out of your hands. We need to take the shipping, because honestly, I'll tell you, I give a kudos to all of the mompreneurs and the entrepreneurs out there that are doing a good job. And I mean good job, meaning you're not scamming people. You're actually doing the right thing. It is not easy, especially when you have kids. You have so many things in your hands already. Back then, I used to do the production. And I've been talking about shipping almost $200 product, or 200 worth of bottles. I'll rephrase that. 200 worth of orders a week. We were doing that much volume, almost 1,000 a month we were doing. So I was... literally, I had to employ people temporarily to help me produce, but we were still doing the shipping. So I decided in July, because we're actually going to go to England for an event. So I decided, okay, for me to grow and for me to be able to be in England for a month, somebody needs to be shipping my products while I'm here. So we decided to start researching, Raheem research. We compared with contract. We spoke to different companies. We did interviews and we decided to choose one company. I'm not going to give a name because I don't like to speak bad of any other company. Because it didn't work for me doesn't mean it's not going to work for you. But that company didn't work for me. It was a total disaster. Literally helped. I felt like it was part of what destroyed our growth in 2019. It was so bad that they were sending the wrong products all around the world. We had products like going to internationally. It was a complete disaster. They would send, and you know, people are dealing with customs, especially international. In the US, I understand, but it's still bad because it gave us a bad reputation. Because we were getting the wrong product, we're getting frustrated. Why am I paying this amount of money? And then you're sending me, I'll be mad too. And it was not just happening to one person in a month. We're talking about at least 20 to 30 customers was affected every week. It was that bad. And I remember talking to Raheem that, you know, this was supposed to help grow. This wasn't supposed to crumble the business. I was so devastated. I was so hurt. I would cry. I was like, okay, I mean, this is a good risk because it helps with growth. But how do you make such a good risk and it becomes the worst decision ever? So they did it for 2-3 months. We lost money. We had to double ship product. It was just so bad. It was horrible partnership, horrible whatever. I don't even know what else to cut. It was the worst decision ever. So because of that, I decided to keep shipping my product myself. I don't trust any other company. I don't think I would ever trust any other company. We're going to leave this in-house because I don't want any problems and I don't want it to affect the reputation of Glammed. So that was what we're doing. But when it comes to logistics, I think logistics is one of the most important part of the business because people want to get their whatever they order, right? So you want that process to be as smooth as possible. And then the timing. Back then, it took us about 5 to 7 business days to ship orders because now we're not only making them, we're processing them for shipping. So, and because it's just me and my family, it was taking much longer to get the products to the customers. Anyway, so I would rather take that chance. I just would rather take that chance of doing that. But then how it is, I'll tell you how my day works on a regular day when I'm doing the shipping. We have to start the process on Wednesday with the, you know, printing out the labels and doing everything. It has to start on a Wednesday so that we can ship by Saturday morning and go to our post office. If I don't start that process on Wednesday, the customers are not, the products cannot be shipped until the next Monday, which makes it a little delayed because, you know, the weekend is like 2 days off and that kind of makes it a little bit longer. So I always try my best, but that takes time from me. It takes time from my family. It takes time from my kids. My kids were suffering, my marriage. Like, I'm telling you, like, It was a mess. Anyways, last year, we had to go to Nigeria to bury my mother-in-law. So I had no choice but to start looking for another logistic company. And based on my past experience, I was very reluctant. But I knew that I didn't want to stop the business to, you know, stop making sales for almost, we're talking about 6 weeks. We were away in England and Nigeria for almost 6 weeks. So I couldn't afford that for the business. That was not going to be a good decision either. So I knew I had to start working. And that's why I'm talking about this now. So March of 2021 was when I literally intentionally brought it to God. And I told him, in this situation, Father, I need you again 100%. I need you to help us choose the right company for Glam to help us with a logistic that would not create a problem, because I'm going to be in Nigeria bearing my mother-in-law and I don't want to be dealing with a logistic problem all the way in Nigeria. I would not even be able to help with that. So that was what I did. I fasted. I prayed. I trusted God. And I instructed my employees based on what I wanted. So I told them, number one, I don't want a company that is not far from home. I want to be able to drive there. Because the last company was far. It was in, I think, Miami somewhere. And oh my God, it was horrible. It was horrible. You ship, and it wasn't cheap. We used to pay almost $500 to ship all the product. And then you now have more. Oh my goodness, it was horrible. So I told my team that I would rather drive to the company and drop off the products. You know, I would rather do that. And that's what I wanted. So I gave them the miles that I can do. So they were looking based on miles. And I also instructed them on the things. So based on my past experience, I was able to learn. So we knew what we're looking for. That I gave them the instruction. I prayed about it and I trusted God to help us choose and help us find the company that will match Glam's principles, mission, and everything. So I left it to God. Okay, that was March last year. So April, we're still looking. May, we're getting closer because we had to go to Nigeria in July. So by end of May, I started telling them, okay, now I need names. So they gave me a list of companies around me, which was like less than 45 miles. Because I was willing to drive 60 miles. I don't mind. It's in New Jersey. I would drive there. I just want to see their company. I want to see what they're off. I want to be able to go in and see how they handle their logistics, right? So, yeah, and we narrowed it down to three companies. Called the first company, and it was literally 10 minutes away from home, actually. It wasn't far. I'm like, okay, this is not far. But then the things it was saying, I had to pay $1,500 to integrate into my store. I had to pay so much extra fees. He said that. I'm like, okay, fine. I guess I have no choice. If you're the one, I'll have to pay that. But then he said something else, that if your company start making 200 orders a month or more, we're not going to be able to cater to you. And right there, I don't like it when people put a barrier. Like, I want to grow. Don't put a barrier to me. And that was it for me. I didn't like the fact that he said, we can't scale with you. And I just didn't like it. So I told them, okay, we're not going to use this company. So I found another company that was 45 miles in New Jersey away from us. I found him. I actually called him. He didn't pick up, so I left a voicemail. Called me back. And I've never spoken to somebody for almost 2 hours. We spoke. He was so ready. And I like to deal with CEOs and not the employees, because we speak the same language. And I feel like CEOs, like, when you're talking to a CEO, they understand their business better and they can help you better. I don't know if I'm making sense. For those that are in business, you probably understand. I don't like to talk to the one below. I'm a CEO. I want to speak to a CEO. And that's basically what it is. When I heard the first, he said, yes, it's my company. And I'm like, okay, I'm talking to a CEO. That's good. That's one thing for me. But we spoke for 2 hours. I had so many questions. And that's why I feel like every situation we go through helps us to be better. When you're getting there, you start thinking, oh, I had to go through that because of this, right? I knew the right things to ask, the right questions to ask. And he had answered everything brilliantly. I'm like, wow, you seem too good to be true. I want to drive. I want to come see you. I'm like, let me come and see what you're all about. And then I went to see them. Oh my goodness. I was so impressed. I've never seen a young man work so hard in my life. He was very passionate about this company, just the same way I speak about Glammed. He was so passionate about everything. He cares so much about his client. I mean, if I have one single complaint, this man would not sleep. He would try to find a solution and not so it doesn't happen again. That's the kind of person that God brought to my life. And God chose him for us. He chose this company and package, man. If you're interested in getting the information, especially if you want to do logistics, but the minimum order, they won't work with you, like, unless you're making a certain amount a month, because, you know, they deal with a lot of bigger companies than myself. But if you are getting to a point where you need to scale your business, then they will be perfect for you. And I could definitely share the information. If you're interested, let me know. You can come to my DM, you know that, on Instagram and ask me, and I'll be able to help you with that. But that was a God moment in my business and in my personal life. God shows up when we want him to. He shows up at the right time. He's never too late. Never too early, but never too late either. He knows the right time to come into that situation and help you. I hope sharing this testimony can encourage your faith to keep going in Christ and keep going in the Lord, especially if you're running a business. Like I was telling one of my sisters recently, my goal is to help other women build kingdom businesses. And I mean, kingdom, doing business the God way, you know, doing it the right way with integrity. So that is my one of my purpose and one of my mission, because I have quite a few missions and purposes, and that was one of them. So that was my God moment. I hope you enjoyed listening. I hope he encouraged you. I love you, and it's going to be a goodbye now. But it's not a goodbye. Come on my DM, come on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram. Like I said, on YouTube, I normally actually show this live. I record this and I post it on my YouTube page. So come on my YouTube page and say something. I would love to hear from you. God bless you. Oh, God bless you. God be with you. God protect you. I love you with the love of the Lord. And I'll see you in my next video and podcast. Bye-bye.